Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining in with Love Talk with Kara, where we discuss the 50 ways of love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex, fetishes, and going deeper. So stay tuned. Welcome back to Love Talk with Kara, where we discuss the 50 ways to love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex, fetishes, and going deeper. Today's episode is episode number 97, and I want to take a quick moment and say thank you to each and every one of you for your continued support. I appreciate you. We are going to be talking about, are they cheating on you or sleeping with others? Okay, are they cheating on you? In other words, is your partner cheating on you? Or are they sleeping with others? Maybe you're not actually in a committed relationship. You're supposed to be exclusive, kind of, but you're not, you know what I mean? You're kind of in between everything at the moment, but they are sleeping with other people and you don't know about it. Okay, so that's cheating still. So I'm asking you, are you in this type of situation? Or you're not sure if you're in this type of situation. This is important to listen to. A female to male situation. Okay, is the guy cheating on the female? Do you go to this guy's house and like all of a sudden like you see these different weird blankets or different types of pillows or different types of decor out of nowhere that is randomly in their room or in their place of their home, where everyone can see, and then all of a sudden they put it away, and then it comes out every once in a while, and you're like, what, you know, and then it's put away, and then it comes out again, and it's put away. Does that make sense? There's your sign right there. They are cheating on you. They are with somebody else. There's no reason for somebody to randomly place anything, blankets or certain decor out here and there and here and there and here and there, and if you see that pattern happening, then they're obviously bringing that out each time the other person is coming over. And they may forget, a lot of cheaters forget what they're doing because they've cheated so much. They're like, their mind's so jacked that they can't even remember what they're doing anymore. Does that make sense? So they'll be like, somebody else will show up and they'll be like, oh my God, I just left this over here. Or you find their clothes in their room. You know what I mean? There's your sign right there too. Of course, they can make some excuse of, oh, I was cleaning up. I was getting rid of all the stuff I used to have. No, I don't think so. You know what I mean? I explain to people, get rid of other people's things. If you have somebody else's stuff, then you need to get rid of it. Otherwise, I don't think so. That's not an excuse, and it doesn't work, okay? Do not allow somebody to talk some BS to you about that and then allow them to keep those items. And, oh, well, get rid of them then. Well, I don't need to get rid of them. No, you do need to get rid of them, and you need to get rid of them right there. And if they don't get rid of them right there, then they're lying to you 1,000,000%. And if they try to blame it on you and make it seem like you are the one with the problem, there's your sign also. They're the one with the problem. They're trying to hold on to the stuff so they can give it to those people because they're going to see them again, and they're lying to you. They're cheating on you. It is what it is. It's the exact science, and it's been proven over and over and over again. People will do everything in that they possibly can to lie to you when they're cheating on you, okay? It's disgusting and sick and twisted, but it's reality and it is what it is. So if you see other people's things in someone's house, you know, that's your sign, okay? Make sure you understand that. Very important. And just leave, you know? I mean, seriously. Like, these people obviously do not care about you at all whatsoever. So what is your point of staying with them? Okay? Think about this. When people, like, they'll invite you out and you think you're a couple, but they're like, oh, they make some excuse that, oh, well, I can't introduce you to so-and-so because of this, this, and that. Or I can't introduce you to this person because this and that. No. They're cheating on you. period. No. Because what they do there is then they end up going back to those people because they're hiding stuff. They'll go back to those other people they did not introduce you to and say, oh, well, that was my cousin. Oh, that was my sister-in-law. Or that was so-and-so. That was my dad's fling that I was talking to her about something. You know what I mean? Like, they'll make up all these BS excuses and who this other person was. And, you know, of course, I couldn't talk to you about it because she didn't want me to tell anyone. You know? And, like, all these different excuses that are completely false and BS. Make up all this, all these lies, and because they're covering up their own lies, because they're actually, you're their person, and they're cheating on you, and all these other people have seen them with this other person, you know what I mean? Apparently, they think this other person is more worthy to be seen with than you are, so they have to make an excuse. Does that make sense? Or whatever the reason is. The excuse is there. And they made one. Okay? If you don't remember somebody's name for some reason, okay, you can explain that. But that other person can say, hi, I'm so-and-so. Nice to meet you. I'm so-and-so's girlfriend. Nice to meet you. I'm so-and-so's boyfriend. Nice to meet you. I'm so glad we finally met. You know, I've heard so much about you. Stuff like that. And they're like, yeah. You know, and they'll be totally quick and to integrate you into their friends. And family, coworkers, yada, yada, yada. Understand? Otherwise, no, they won't. They'll make up some excuse and then they may even throw it back onto you. And then if they call you or some narcissistic person or insecure or what have you, or because you're asking a question because you're catching on to their BS, you know, they're the ones that are jacked, not you. Make sure you understand that too. People are really sneaky and sad and sick, twisted, mentally disturbed, and they will do everything in their power to try to jack somebody else over. Okay? Very important to understand. It's not, a lot of times it's not you, it is them. You know, sometimes it may be you, but a lot of times it's not. It's the other person. So think about that. When I explain that too, that doesn't mean that you're the jacked up person and you get to throw that back on to the other person. Okay? You're actually the narcissist at that point. Get it? Okay. People need to learn all the definitions and understanding what meanings are. And you know, somebody who's completely uneducated would come back at you and say something completely asinine and stupid. And you're like, seriously? Like, really? Did that just come out of your mouth? Because, wow, you know, you just made yourself look worse than you did a minute ago. Now, you really have to step back and be like, do I even want to talk to you now at all? Or what? Like, I mean, seriously. So, think about this, everyone. It's almost comical because it's so stupid. You're like, geez. I mean, but people are so dumb sometimes. I'm going to say it like this at this point because they are. It's like it's hard to watch happen. And it's hard to listen to sometimes. And at the same time, it's real. And it really does happen, you guys. It's not some fantasy. Like, you're not dreaming this up. It's actually happening. So remember your self-worth, your self-love, and understand the differences and understand the signs of when that's happening. If you're dating someone who says they're divorced, okay, show me the divorce papers. And they're like, well, they're filed away. I don't give a crap. Show me the divorce papers. If they do not show you divorce papers, do not go out with them because they're probably lying to you. Okay, there's not a soul who isn't divorced that would not be happier to show you the divorce papers themselves. So you know 100% that they are being honest and pure about their divorce. There are a lot of people out there that are lying. They're not divorced. They're cheating on their families even. They're cheating on their partners. They're cheating on their families. They're not divorced. And they try to come in and get one up on you and you don't know and you're believing them that they're divorced or they're, you know, and they like you or they love you or what have you and they're going to spend the rest of their life with you. And then you find out they're married, you know, like they're not completely divorced. You know, even if they're separated, they're just not completely divorced. The thing of it is you have to be completely divorced. You can't be in a committed exclusive relationship with someone and not potentially be getting engaged and being married if you're not divorced, because it's not possible. And it's very frustrating for me to watch other people go through this and then grow such a great attachment with somebody and mesh with someone, and because they have fun together and they like each other, you know, and some of them or one of them might even grow to love the other, but the other one's not even there. They're not emotionally there. They're not legally there. They're physically there, but that's it. You know, their mentality is not there 100%. It's there a little bit, but it's not there fully because they're still married to someone else. You know what I mean? Like, that's my point. So don't do that. And once they get divorced, you don't even know if they're even going to be the same anymore. I mean, they may go through a time period where they start grieving about their divorce. And did I do the right thing? Or what, should I have gotten a divorce? Or, man, you know, like, are you the right person? Are you my rebound? I didn't think about that, you know. And you might not have been the rebound, but they're just jacked up so much mentally, they don't even know what to do, you know, or what to do with you or with themselves or anyone. So you just have to think about it. There's so many things involved when it comes to each and every individual out there in the world. And, you know, I'm not sitting here telling every single person every single thing that you know, this is your exact experience. If it resonates with you and it sounds like it is, then yeah, it is. My point is, this stuff happens to people all the time, every day. But I'm not saying, you know, 100% that, you know, things are not going to work out. You know, you might decide, no, you know, I want to work this out with this person. I love this person. And even though they did this, this, and that, you know, I'm going to make this work because we have too much going for us. And these little things, I'm not going to allow them to be our deal breakers. We're going to see if we can work this out and go from there. And if you can, then that's fantastic, you guys. You have flown over milestones and created a new path that's great for both of you. At the same time, most of the time, that's not going to work. So I'm not going to discourage people. I'm here to inspire people to, you know, try to see what can work and explain what is happening and allow you to decide what's best for you. Does that make sense? That's up to each individual, but just know that whatever you choose has consequences, great consequences, and sometimes they're not great, you know, but it depends on, you know, if you're willing to continue learning a lesson or if you're willing to grow and evolve and move forward in life with that other person or with someone new, and that's up to each and every one of you, okay? So think about that, consider it. Very important to understand the difference. And, you know, when people are cheating on others, you know, they will go to every length. I've been cheated by different people throughout my life, and it's devastating. So I will explain to you, like, it's just heart-wrenching, devastating. It makes you feel sick and disgusted. Like, depression can definitely show up. You know, depending on the severity of the situation and the amount of feelings that are in place or what was promised by the other person and what was compromised by the other to allow themselves to, you know, submit to their person, you know. We all have life choices in. We choose to trust people that are acting as though they really care and have our best interests in mind and our hearts in mind and their intentions are pure, but a lot of people's are not. And so I'm here to explain the difference of what's a pure intention, what's not. If somebody's not going to explain to you what their intentions are, they're not pure, period. Period of any sort. Like, not a pure person in the world would never explain what their intentions are to you. Okay? Only a non-pure person would not explain what their intentions are for you and in them in your relationship, or if you're going to have one or not. Does that make sense? Only a non-pure person would put you through heartache on purpose with every intent, because they're so selfish and self-centered. And some narcissists, you know, because it's all about them. You know, God forbid you start explaining something about yourself, because they can't handle that. You know, they don't want anything, or they don't want anyone to know about you. It's all about them. Okay. And they'll sabotage you. They'll sabotage your career. They can sabotage your life. They can sabotage other people's opinions about you. They can alter other people's perceptions by speaking for you when they shouldn't, and they have no right to, but, you know, they feel like they can do anything they want, and then they do, you know, and then they, of course, they don't tell you about it, and then they hide it from you and manipulate you into thinking they would never say something like that. And you end up finding out later on, you know what I mean? So I'm always like, stop talking about others and each other to other people, because it always comes back up later, and you know, it comes to bite you in the butt, and it's just not cool. All right, so consider that, understand the difference. We're gonna leave that at that for tonight. Thanks for joining in with Love Talk with Kira. I hope you have a super fantastic day, night, or morning, depending on what country you're from, and we will talk more later. All right, night.